Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Time for Alvin Campbell and Total Praise featuring Michelle Lucas. Believe on Real Gospel.
His presence is here to heal. He's given you strength to help you finish this race. There's nothing too hard for God. And no things are possible to them that believe.
His presence is here to heal.
His presence.
And all things are possible.
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. So I was sitting around at my desk, and into my office walks Mr. Alvin Campbell of Alvin Campbell and Total Praise, and he brought with him Michelle Lucas. And so I was surprised. So I said, you know what? Y'all just rolled in town from D.C. on a radio tour. So I just had to stop and just do an interview with you all.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It didn't make sense for me to go ahead and say, well, I'll call you back and we can do it over the phone.
No. Yeah.
Y'all took the opportunity to drop in.
Thank you so much.
And so
made the drive worth it.
To God be the glory. Yeah. So, hey, why not? That's what this is all about. The program is not about me. It's about you all and kingdom building.
Yes, sir.
And giving people exposure to artists. Shout out to Shots Out. I got to find a better word than shout. Shout. There it is. Shout. I said shout, didn't I? Shout out to Patrick Noble in the ATL for
Noble Music Group.
Yeah, telling y'all to swing on by here.
Yes, sir.
So, the current song is called Believe, and you brought your sidekick with you.
Yes.
Michelle Lucas. No Leave relation to George Lucas.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, as I always say, tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and how you found Christ and how you got started into gospel music.
Wow. Alvin Campbell is my name. Musician by trade. Just graduated from the University of the District of Columbia, another HBCU.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much for my degree in music.
Okay.
With the concentration in gospel music, so I'm excited about that, to actually be prepared more for ministry in that field. Loving Jesus. And Michelle is the lead vocalist on our lead single, Believe. Michelle.
Talking to the mic, Michelle. I love those glasses.
Thank you.
Where'd you get those?
I ordered them online.
From where?
Is a guy named Don the Junkman.
Okay.
He has an IG page, and I found it on IG.
Okay, make sure you're talking to the mic.
We want to make sure
we get you a beautiful voice.
Before
we leave, you got to make sure. We're going to take a photo. It's going to be posted on Facebook and all that, so people can see those glasses.
Thanks.
Yeah, I love those, yeah. Not for me, though. I probably for my wife or my daughter or something.
Okay. Thank you. I'm from D.C. I was born and raised there. Grew up in church. My mom is a minister. My dad was very active in church, a vocalist in church, and that was most of my upbringing. And I was a praise and worship leader for about maybe 15, 20 years.
20.
Okay. Yeah, 20 years. Started out in my teens doing that, and just kind of loved it. So,
where are you originally from?
I'm from D.C. Washington, D.C.,
okay.
Southeast.
So both of y'all from D.C.?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
We actually met in our church.
Choking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're met in church?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're still members of that same church?
No.
So what church do y'all attend now?
I attend Westphalia United Methodist Church.
Okay.
And I remember at Chibok.
Okay.
That's the church where we met.
Now, who are your pastors and what's the time of the service?
Pastor is Bishop Donald Wright, and services are like 8 and 11.
Yes.
Okay.
And my pastor is Reverend Timothy West, and our services are at 8 and 10:30 up in Marlboro, Maryland.
Great.
If you're in D.C., come through.
There it is. That was the whole point of all that. So, since y'all have been in music your whole life.
Yes.
Now, you said you studied music management.
Performance.
Performance.
Yes, sir. It's your typical music degree, classical music, but I also had a concentration in gospel music. So, with my professor, his name is Gary Gillespie. He's also a world accomplished gospel musician. Actually, kin to Dizzy Gillespie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So, he was my professor, and so he assisted with the gospel portion of it, and it entailed hymns and the history of gospel music. music, and you know, also incorporating the classical aspect of music into, you know, so it was just, you know, we interpreted hymns classically, jazz wise, you know, traditional gospel, you know, kind of that way, you know, and yeah. I love hymns so much, so it was refreshing to be in an environment, because you know, churches don't sing hymns anymore. They don't sing hymns anymore. So it was refreshing to be back in that environment. And also, you know, with classical music, it's heavily based in sight reading. And so, you know, a lot of the material that we use with sight reading hymn, you know, open up the book, read this, you know. So different hymns. And it was refreshing to be back in that environment, you know, of hymns.
Now, see, I grew up reading hymns. I'm a mixture. I'm a prodigy or God's child of Baptist, Pentecostal, some Methodist, some AME. We worship in different areas growing up. Mm-hmm. Catholic. I just have a diverse background. So I remember reading hymns growing up. I also remember being in church and seeing the struggle and the arguments between the saints who wanted to continue to read the hymns and people who wanted to, as the scripture says, sing a new song.
Yeah. Right.
So elaborate on that.
I do believe that there is an innate sacredness in hymns, Greatest Thy Faithfulness, and there's been so many versions of it, but there's nothing like singing the hymn, and Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God Almighty. I believe that there is, the Bible says, now I'm speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. I do believe that there is a divine mandate from God to sing hymns. Mm-hmm. Now, I do understand, you know, this is a new day, like you said, sing a new song, and we can incorporate some new, but I still hate the fact that it seems like we do away with the old completely and replace that with some of the new. Well, why can't we still have some of both, you know, instead of all of one and none of the other, you know? There's still a place. There's nothing like singing Holy, Holy, Holy for Holy Communion. You know, we still have communion, and you know, we don't replace those kind of sacraments, you know. So let's not replace, you know, all of, you know.
See now in my head, now Holy, Holy, Holy is playing in my head. Man. Thanks a whole lot, man. What say you, Michelle? I mean, now
I feel the same way. I don't feel like a service is a service without a hymn.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, and just if you forgive me for going this way with it, it adds to the pageantry of service to God.
Tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. The hymn adds to the pageantry of a service. Gotcha. Like, it gives it the not ecclesiastic, but sort of spiritual convoking, like the sort of bringing people in to worship. You know, it's the thing that's the precursor to the service, I think.
Right.
Services need hymns.
Amen. Amen. So, your CD project, I believe,
yes,
Alvin
sir.
Campbell in Total Praise.
Yes, sir.
What can we expect from this project?
I'm a big choir music fan, so, you know, I know there's a lot of...
I sang in the choir, man. I'm with you.
Yeah, so there's a lot of, you know, praise and worship or CCM things going on. The way I interpret music is still choir. I still think that all of the songs, you know, we have a lot of pop gospel artists now, which I don't have an issue with, you know, but I believe that all nine tracks on this album can be sing during a Sunday morning church. You know, it's still Sunday morning church choir music.
You can call him April Ruffin. Is she related to David Ruffin?
No. No. And she lives in Atlanta too.
Gotcha.
So.
Gotcha.
Well, now she's, gotcha. You know.
Run. I like that. Yeah. Trust in you.
Yeah. I believe that you'll be blessed by all nine tracks.
Okay.
Not just because I wrote them either.
Okay, so you wrote everything? On
yes,
here?
Sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so, Michelle?
Yes.
Is it Michelle or Michelle?
Michelle. You Michelle, say. Some you people know. Call Michelle. It
okay. Okay. What's your contribution to the music?
I'm comedy relief. And, you know, this song, like I've said in the past, I'm just thrilled that Alvin invited me to do this because it was a real opportunity to dig into myself and readdress my own belief things, you know.
I can tell that you are a strong personality.
How so?
I can just tell. And that you have a very powerful voice. And that you are a person that that when you sing, I mean, the Lord is exalted.
Yeah.
That, you know, things just happen.
Yeah.
You know, yokes are destroyed, chains are broken. that you just I can just feel it on you. I can just tell. You have a very outgoing personality, but I can tell when it comes to ministry, when it comes to music, oh my Lord.
She was at the church that I met her at before I got there, and the first Sunday that I got there, July 2008. Yeah. I told her, you know, she's the best praise worship leader that I've ever worked with.
Yeah.
That worked with her that one Sunday.
Wow.
Hands down.
And it was all over.
It was all over. And I knew that writing Believe, I was like, this is a Michelle song. A Michelle song. Wow. You Will Be Blessed by track number 4 off of our CD Believe. Actually, that's the title cut, Believe.
Gotcha. Yeah. So how did you get the record deal?
Oh, we're still independent artists.
Okay.
But go ahead and prophesy.
So what's it like being an independent artist? How did you go about doing that?
Well, I will say we have the liberty to do things the way we like for them to do. I have friends that are signed and they still have, you know, to check in and to, you know, I don't think they have complete artistic control over their thing, whereas we do.
You do.
Yes.
So this is all you.
Yes, sir.
And that's what you went to school for, though, right?
Yes, sir.
That's what it's all about, being able to control your own destiny, make your own music.
And also being able to realize the vision that God gave me without having to filter it through somebody else.
And do it this way, and I think this should go first, and that should go first. Yeah, that's awesome.
I worked with somebody before, and they told me, oh, nobody's singing choir music, and we need to change your sound, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas I still have the freedom to do, I love choir music, and, you know, I consider us, although, you know, we're probably just about 12, 13 people, I still consider us a choir.
Yeah,
you know,
man. So. Choirs do still exist.
Yeah.
Quickly, what advice can y'all give persons who probably struggling with being an independent artist versus being on a major label?
We still new.
I mean, but you're here. You know what I'm saying? You're doing it. You're living it. Irrespective, I'm holding your CD project. Mm-hmm. Some people haven't even gotten to this point.
Yeah. I will say that again, that when you're in the driver's seat with your ministry, you have the right and the audacity to be able to follow God to a T without having to filter yourself. And it's good to have a record label, you know, because they supply the money or whatever. But you know, it doesn't stop there. There are other options. There are other. You know, and we believe God is a big and a great God. And so, you know, the record companies don't have all of the money. You know, the Bible says a cattle on a thousand hills belong. You know,
amen.
So there is a way. Where there's a will, where there's a vision, there is provision.
Amen, Michelle.
Yeah. Oh, I would like to piggyback on what he said. I totally agree with everything he just said. Additionally, from the interview that we just came from, you know, she was talking about how sometimes when people get into the industry, they change. So I guess my best advice would be stay true to what you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, follow what God says to the T.
Gotcha.
Don't air. Don't interpret. Don't reinterpret.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of show business. A lot of people are being turned into stars and artists instead of ministers.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, and this is what we're here to minister. You know, we're writing these songs.
That's interview number 2. We're going to talk about that. Quickly, we're running out of time. Where can the listeners find out more about Alvin Campbell and Total Praise? How can they reach you?
Facebook, Alvin Campbell and Total Praise. Instagram, Alvin Campbell and Total Praise. Twitter, @ACTotalPraise. We're there. You just search Alvin Campbell or you can find us.
All right. We're going to have them back, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, they sort of walked in on me. I was at my desk. And I said, hey, I can't let y'all just drive off into the sunset and do this later, but we are going to have the interview part 2.
Thank you so
after
much.
After we continue to support your music here.
Thank you so
on
much.
Real Gospel. Amen.
Thank you so much.
God bless y'all. Thank y'all for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.